I am with this very important video which I announced I'm going to publish. Here it is. But before I let you go, and please don't fast forward the video, I want you to keep in mind certain points. This video will be about the Federation. You will understand more about its role in the cosmic affairs and its role, you know, in this human 3D scene, where they stand and why they stand where they stand. Of course, you will only see points of it, because the subject is so complex, so big, that even though it is 1 hour and a half video, it is not where it ends. The topic is deep, it's very complex, and we will try to deepen it still, as there are still many fields here left unexplored. This topic affected in a quite intense way all of us, me and Robert, and also the Tegeton team themselves, because they actually were not aware of the depth of the situation and of the angle of the situation. Alanin, who will be present in the video, has been informed of all this just a few days before she gave us this information, and it has affected her quite deeply. The Federation has been acting quite strange for a very long time. They have never been very happy, if not happy at all, with how much Zvaru has been sharing with us and with you throughout these years. They have always been kind of putting Tegetans away from their current affairs, calling them scandalous and big mouths and all that. Because as I already told you, the Tegeton team, the Tegeton Pleiades are right now the loudest, so to speak, extraterrestrials out there, giving information, giving so much information to the humans on Earth. And it's not always something that the Federation approves. The Federation has been separating Taigeta from their operations, not telling them everything there was to be said as far as different strategies go. And as Alanim expressed, they haven't really expressed a lot of respect toward her, toward Urmas, and toward Zvaru herself. And not just now, but before. So, putting all these different elements together and, you know, putting all their discoveries together about the Federation, they are now giving this declaration. And it is what it is. It is something that made me quite melancholic. I'm still trying to find my role in all this and somehow put it all together in my soul, and it is something that I feel all of you will feel in some way. And this leads me to the next point, which is please watch the video until the very, very, very end, and also re-watch it again, because I am sure that it will trigger many memories, many strange sensations, many new revelations coming from within yourself, and it's going to complete a lot of puzzles for you, even though it might be quite disturbing at first when you contemplate this topic deeper, as I have been for the last 10 days. I understand more and more of the cosmic drama, and we may not always agree with some angles of that cosmic drama, but I don't know, as for me, it does trigger certain memories, and I'm aligning myself with something here. I'm still in the process, okay? So be patient with me, and in the meantime, listen to the video, listen to it more than once, and to contemplate yourself, because this is not about my conclusions and my feelings. It is about how it affects you. This is the video for you, for your understanding, for your deepening of the spiritual progress and for your path. Also, I want to say that in the video, some questions that I make will be answered in different points by parts, in different points of the video. That's why it's very important to watch it in its entirety to complete that picture and to complete that specific question that I might have had before, and it gets answered in parts, because this conversation is something that I glued from a few conversations. Okay, so watch it till the very end. It's very important. You will also be able to see a little bit of a difference of perspectives here between Taygetans themselves. Svaru is this higher density starseed, even for the Taygetans, and Alanim, for example, who is being affected by this from another perspective. So, you know, they are people, like I always say, and they differ, and they differ in their perspectives, even among themselves. So you'll be able to see this here. This topic is not for the beginners, is not for someone who is just beginning to question the reality in the extraterrestrial field or metaphysics. I believe this is for those who have been with us for a while, or for who have understood some of these aspects for a while. But who knows, at the same time, I don't want to put limits on anyone and prejudge anybody. I want to say thank you very much to the Taygetan team. Thank you very much, Alanim. Thank you very much, Naishara. Thank you very much, Aneka. And thank you very much, Svaru, for your courage to speak out and to reveal what you know, even though some people and even high up levels may not be very happy that this information is coming out. So thank you very much for your honesty, for trusting us with this information. Thank you again, and we honor your constant fight and strength and patience with everything that surrounds you. And I know that a lot has been surrounding you. So thank you very much, and enjoy, everybody, the video.
There is no smooth way to tell you this, so I will start with a short introduction of Kal-El. We have good news and bad news for you. The good news is that the Federation, or conglomerate of positive races, has sent aid to Earth. The bad news is that you are that aid. A bad joke, perhaps, but it couldn't be more relevant today. You know that the social structure of the Earth is that the people are at the bottom of the pyramid. Then the social classes, politicians, clergymen, secret societies, Illuminati. Above the Illuminati are what many call the controllers. What are they? Reptile alliances. Alliances with other regressive races. Archons and parasitic beings of 4D. We have already discussed that this is human manifestation. At this point, I give the floor to Alanim. Alanim. Okay. This is very painful to say, and I only found out 4 days ago, and I've been quite upset. Aneka. All of us. Alanim. Yes, all of us. And it is the announcement, or statement, or accusation. I do not want this to be said lightly. It is a critical matter. Very sad to realize. And it is possibly one of, if not the most important subject you have given. As expected, there will be controversy. But the truth is the truth, and we refuse to play the game. I want you to ask us questions in the form of conversation. Now, we understand who the controllers are, the invisible owners of the Earth, as Salvador Freixedo wisely said. It is the Federation itself. It has always been them. Not that the Federation is infiltrated. It is them. And that being the Federation, that includes all the races of the Federation, including Taygeta. It's just that the agendas come and go, and the people too. And we, on this ship, do not agree to this. Other races have also just realized and have chosen to withdraw themselves. The cats, the Urma, left a few days ago. Engans are also leaving. They did not tell us themselves. The Federation, obvious. They never clarify anything to us. I arrived with my team on Saturday at the council, like every Saturday with them, and they told me it was cancelled, which was a lie. They didn't want us there. Rur of the Urma arrived and they told him the same thing, that his presence is no longer necessary. Naishara. Taygeta was already very uncomfortable to them. Alenim. That's right. That is why they have hindered Svaru from the beginning. Naishara. That is why we have been branded as scandalous. Alenim. That's why they limit us to keyboard. They don't give us, nor will they give us audio, much less video. It is they who are behind everything that happens on Earth. All pieces fall into place as soon as you see them together from here. Wow. Okay, thank you. My question is, how did you get to be 100% certain? Alenim. Adding everything up, plus what Svaru will explain in detail. It is corroborated by her present here, who, as they say, already saw the movie. Last Sunday, I did not know this. It's that recent. And other races they have found out recently, too? Alenim. Engan and Urma only. The other races know this and participate openly. Like the Alfratans, who would be expected to be more empathetic with their human relatives. Naishara. Remember how traps, deception, and appearances are handled on Earth? Well, this is exactly how the Federation works. Alenim. It is not that this is not known by one or the other races. They know it and participate. What happens here is that we, and Rur, and Engan in general, although they are part of this, of the same thing, physically people here, we do not agree because of our personal ethics. For this reason, I expose and accuse the Federation of this abuse, no matter how valid their reasons might be. Asks Robert. Yes, so sad. Why are they interested in humanity? What makes them keep us here? Naishara. Yes, this has been deeply painful for us. Svaru. It is how it has always been. It is the birth of a new interstellar race. They are guided like children by the positive races of the Federation. But the work must be done by humans. It is a galactic school to learn to be a new race that actively participates with other older and interstellar races. Negativity, reptiles, Maitre, abductions, atomic wars, nerd millionaires with syringes, International Monetary Fund, Archons, Reptilian Queen, corrupt politicians, diseases, famine, climate change, global and local wars, pandemics and hurricanes, earthquakes and tsunamis. Everything is the work of the human mind, trying to understand itself and trying to control its enormous power of manifestation. Federation Interstellar Races cannot welcome new, inexperienced race that manifests nightmares for itself. So it limits them on Earth to Earth. As you already know, it was the Federation that imposed the Van Allen bands, the etheric band, until humans learn to resolve their differences with one another, until they mature as a race or species, because today, human race is not considered a race. They let them destroy each other as part of learning, as part of the school, but to a limit. That's why the nuclear war will never happen, because the Federation does not allow it, just because it would finish the school. But they allow world wars, because that is what humans have manifested for themselves. Free will principles of the Federation, because it is the only way for them to learn, with difficulties and strong challenges, to get contrast and manifestation focus, to learn to control their powers. They do not leave humans alone. They have always sent guides, as you are today. You are the guides of other guides down there. We are yours. I am the guide of the Taygetans here, and other beings guide me. It has always been like this for millions and millions of years. This is how interstellar races are born. All of them have passed their severe and painful tests of great suffering. There is nothing new here, only for those who were unaware of this. The Federation is not bad or good. It just is. Who are the ones doing this? Orchestrating this? The races that you all know. Sirians, Pleiadians, Arcturians, Andromedans. The list is long. Here there is no evil as such. That is a human reflection. As you know, even the Alpha Dracos are here, and they are Federation. They were just there waiting for their turn to act. It has arrived, and they are very active now. But everything truly negative, exploitation, slavery, humans on farms for meat consumption for reptiles, pedophilia, Satanism, rituals, sacrifices, everything is a manifestation of the human mind. It is true that there is duality here and regressive races, but not as it is described on Earth. That is human creation and interpretation. It does have its influence here on other races, it is true, but it dissolves quickly. Thanks. Thinking, I'm a little confused. Alanim. When you look at it carefully, everything fits. The corporation is them, the Federation itself, and our opinion does not matter to them. They have so much power that they don't care. It is of colossal proportions. We are only a few idealistic girls. They don't pay any attention to us anymore. I have questions. I'll start with this one. Svaru, you said, the Federation Interstellar Races cannot welcome a new inexperienced race that manifests nightmares for itself. But it is not the Federation that manipulates humans? So what permissions are we talking about if it is them, as you are saying, that are behind everything? Alanim accused them above of the abuse. Humans were never human. They were Lyrians. They manipulate them like a teacher manipulates their students. And yes, humans are extraterrestrials in origin, but not in mind. They are inexperienced young souls for them. They do not wake up because humans themselves do not want to wake up as a race, as a new species. You see it from the point of view of someone who desperately wants to wake everyone up because you are a guide, like many other starseeds. But the human mass does not want it. That is why I have always said that the Earth is just as it should be. I did say it for a reason. And souls enter there to grow or to be guides. And with them, they also grow, and they enter at their own decision, knowing what they will face. And as the Federation sees it, those who disagree can withdraw from Earth. And for many, that way out is death, for whatever reason. Because for those Federation races, death is only the exit door. The Federation is dominated by non-Lyrian races, so they don't handle emotions like the Lyrian races. They are cold and logical. They only observe emotions and allow situations that individuals and peoples must face to study their reactions, as the Andromedans have done to Alex Collier and others, without empathy. Not because they are bad, but because they don't understand the emotional races. That is why they see us as an emotional race of idealistic women, as Alanim says. But they see it as the only way to stimulate the moral, spiritual, and consciousness growth of a new race like the human one. That is also what its starseeds are for, Andromedan, Sirian, Arcturian, and others, to experience emotions as a Lyrian race. As I have said many times before, the human race is a mixture of countless races in one, using a biological container. It has always been like this. Humans must learn to fend for themselves, solve the problem that has been of their own creation. The Federation are only mentors, but they do control what happens from above. They say non-intervention, but it really is non-intervention behind humans' back, because their hands are everywhere. But the Federation will not intervene or remove any cabal. It is not up to them. It is up to humans. But let's put the chronological order here, logical. 12,500 years ago, they closed off reptiles, not Lyrians, creating 3D. Later, the Lyrians have been manipulated for millennia. And now, the Federation is looking to see if the Lyrians get out of all this on their own. It is like putting a rat in the trap and then accusing the rat that has put itself there. It is the same up here too. Not only it is that on Earth, there are other levels of this cosmic madness. As on Earth, the same thing happens here. They haven't really locked up the reptiles. That in part is human creation also on the part of the Lyrian races that were here. I will explain it later. And as I said before, there are other levels of the same cosmic game. But at this moment, it would only complicate everything to get into that topic. It is part of other levels intertwined with that of Earth. The cosmic school does not end with leaving Earth. You only graduate a level. The next level is here. And so it has always been. It is not difficult to understand if you apply what you already know that happens and what happened as in a great expansion, connecting it with what I'm telling you now. Just as the Federation controls Earth other levels of the Federation control what happens to its members, also giving them challenges like saving planets, being guides for new species like the human one. That is why Taygeta is here, among others. Although Rur of the Urma is furious with the Federation for this and has chosen to withdraw. But everything contains levels. Just as the Federation dominates and restrains humans so that they do not come out to manifest nightmares off Earth, other sectors above the Federation control them. Let's say that sectors and people with more rank than those here, and from higher planes too, 6D, 7D, where there is still Federation. Naishara. See how the idealistic and ethical races have chosen to withdraw, just as we innocently thought we were coming to liberate Earth. Alinim. It's that Taygeta is empathetic because almost everyone here knows what it is like to live there. So we have an idea of how one lives and how one suffers. First-hand experience there. And I share your frustration. Svaru, the subject of 3D bands is still not clear to me. It has been said that the Federation has put 3D to enclose the reptiles. But I also heard now that it is for humans to learn things. What was the clear and specific reason to enclose the Earth in 3D then by the Federation? Sometimes, the same event is explained with the appropriate words at the time and at the level of understanding of people and the public. This is the case here. That, from a simplistic perspective, is the truth. But from a slightly more expanded point of view, can be interpreted differently. Now that there is more data, more knowledge. 3D was imposed by the Federation, as has already been said, to lock up the reptiles. But why are there reptiles to lock up? Because the concept of bad reptile is human creation, of the Lyrians, of their manifestation power. So the Federation locked up the Lyrians until they stop manifesting reptiles. Okay, this part I need to clarify very well. Who then did you fight in Tiamat and Orion Wars? That did go on. But it's again a matter of perspective. The Lyrians of those times themselves manifested all that a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. But not only the Lyrians, other races also, creating a collective egregor. Federation interstellar races, as well as non-Federation interstellar races alike, know how to no longer manifest nightmares here in 5D, where it's very easy to manifest what you feel, your point of attention. So now they know that the only way to defeat the malevolent reptiles, the malevolent ETs, is simply by using the mind and consciousness, not the plasma weapons and laser rifles. These races have already mastered the power to keep away the nightmares that Earth faces today. It is true that not everything is perfect in 5D, and there are still nightmares, but they are not of the gravity or the harshness of the nightmares manifested on Earth. So the Federation has been formed thousands of years ago to fight the reptiles in millennial wars that they have manifested themselves? Yes, the Federation was formed a long time ago to fight evil, the regressive races, but they could never subdue them with weapons. Today they know that the solution is with ethics, with consciousness and wisdom. Even today, there are some nightmares in 5D. But it is a minor problem and they are faced in the same way. But humans as a race are young and inexperienced, still within the idea that they live in a deterministic, causal world where things happen to them. Not that they make things happen to them. They must learn, as the other interstellar races have, with strong experiences that promote growth, not with schools where they see slides. That way, they don't learn. But they must learn to control their nightmares in a controlled environment so that they don't end up destroying themselves. That controlled environment is Earth. But the Earth was not Earth before. It was interstellar, and they were not human. It was them, extraterrestrials. They locked themselves up then with their own nightmares. They were Federation nightmares that they have locked up here. They were their reptiles. Humans have been created later. How did the Illyrians regress to a young species in formation? They are a Illyrian-based race. What makes it another species is the progression of consciousness towards something else, other ideas, other perceptions, in this case, those caused by living in 3D, particular to 3D Earth. Illyrians as the basis for a new race. Just as other races evolved or emerged from the Illyrian one, like the Taygetan one. And it not only happens with the Illyrian race, this happens throughout the universe with all the other existing races. They just progress or change without no need to say whether or not it is progress. They only change and give rise to others. This is how new species and races are formed. It is not creationism, nor is it Darwinism. It is something much more complex and beautiful. The Earth, from before, did not have Illyrians manifesting reptiles, and they manifested them because they brought those concepts from other nightmares lived on other planets during the Great Expansion. And yes, they were locked up on Earth. But it is not a prison-like confinement, as many say that the Earth is a prison planet. They enter by their own decision, because from above, they know the great personal and collective spiritual advance they will have. Gosha, back then, the Federation was created to control regressives. But they understood in the most difficult way that the only way to control them is with mind and consciousness, not with weapons. I don't see regressive ships here, only those that come from Earth. And they were not created later. Those nightmares were already created because the Illyrians came to Earth fleeing from their own nightmares that followed them to Earth. They carry them with them because they are their own nightmares. They cannot escape their own reflection. Humans are ETs. But it is human creation because it happened on Earth. And they were compatible with those events because they reflect what they are like inside. That is what Earth is for, from another point of view. It is a school so that all ET races, whatever they are, learn to resolve their differences and learn to manifest beautiful things. I understand. But I would like to ask the following. At what point have humans become humans? Because at the time of 3D Locke, they were you, Federation races. When have they become human for the Federation? When have they become human in history, if they have always been ETs? As long as they are down in the human body, they are human. There is no point at which humans became human, as I have said before. The line between extraterrestrials and humans is very thin. It is gray. It is blurred. Naishara. They are human as soon as they get in there. Everyone. Svaru. Humans are those who are there in a human body that lasts about 90 years and ages. Only that. Inside your souls, that's something else. Asks Robert. Are the humans in this artificial 3D voluntarily? And you have also passed through this training? They are there of their own decision. And all races have gone through that too, in their own way. But they have been through the same thing. And on Earth, all races are experiencing the same as humans through their starseeds. Svaru, you said that humans are contained so that they do not come out to manifest nightmares. But they manifest nightmares because they were cut off from the source by 3D. Federation has cut their connection off, hasn't it? Connection was cut, but not entirely. As I have explained countless times, there are no limits to consciousness. That of being trapped in 3D is just an excuse for not being and not exercising your power. That is the challenge to overcome from Earth, returning home even with those apparent limitations, finding enlightenment from a low, dense plane. Precisely for that, the connection with the original source was also limited. It is only apparent. As I said to exhaustion, the only thing that limits them is the idea that they are limited. I get it. But it's a bit like putting a rat under the worst experiment ever and then blaming it for not being able to get out. Alinim. That's how I see it, and that's why I feel so angry. Svaru. Even so, it is how they see it, the Federation. Aneka. Despite that, humans are given everything, everything, all the support, the resources, the wisdom. But the nightmares are made by themselves for not knowing how to cooperate with each other. As long as they are like this and behave like this, they will not be able to be part of interstellar society for the simple fact that they would manifest nightmares and chaos here in 5D and faster than there. So that's why the artificial 3D. But another thing that I don't understand. Did you find out about all this only after 12,500 years? Urmas, Engans, and all of you? Right at this precise moment after 12,500 of coming and going? Alanim. It was known. We here did not know. But other Tegetan people did know and actively participated, such as Asket. She did know. Rachel knew it too. I was not told. The races have cooperated, but the people of those races may or may not agree, or may not know. As is the case with Urma, Engan, and Taigeta. We do not agree with the Federation. Svaru. People do not conceive that this is not already known to us, but it is the truth. The fact I have known is different. As I have always told you, things must be said at the right time. It was not the time. Now it is. Naishara. It is not by omission. It is because certain facts and events must be fulfilled first. Svaru. You wouldn't understand, for example, that your beloved Sirians, Andromedans, Arcturians, and Pleiadians are the hidden controllers of humanity. And that is the truth. But people still believe that things are black and white, and that they are on Earth as victims. And also Not that they are bad. I insist a lot, the Federation. It's just that they think like their races think. They are not human. Do not expect them to have the same principles and points of view. Evil is not something definite. It is something relative to the interests of each person or each group. So even those positive races can appear to be bad from one point of view or another. Evil, as such, I define as the tendency to self-destruction, because in the end it is. So evil, as such, carries the seed of its own destruction. So there can be no dark source. It does not sustain itself, implodes, it cancels itself out. It is only evil when applied to something else, to others. The evil in the source state, in the pure state, is not bad. It is not evil because it has no reference to anything, against nothing, except against itself. So that's why I say it's the tendency to self-destruct. Logically, the dark source would self-destruct immediately, or it would have a sense of self-preservation, correct? But that is integration. It is love. So it is not the dark source. It cannot exist logically. So these positive races just are. They do what they think is best, with the best data they have, like everyone else. But mistakes are made, and antagonistic to others they can be too. They only give the best they have, with the best intentions, even if it goes wrong later. But they are the hidden controllers of humanity. You are no longer fighting against the negative alliance. The Federation is a conglomerate of colossal dimensions. No one messes with the Federation anymore. Asks Robert. Knowing that what they do may not always be the most correct thing, will they do anything else to change things, or will they leave it in human hands? What I see from here, humanity is disoriented. They do not know what to do. It's not that they leave humans alone being responsible. It is to create experiences that form collective ethics, collective empathy, the base of all civilization. They cannot be interstellar with the mindset they have today. As long as they don't overcome their problems, as long as they don't understand how to resolve their differences, they can't be interstellar. Human beings in their current state are not allowed to explore the solar system because they would interfere, for example, in the formation and in the right of the race that is in Europe, which is a variant of the Caristus race of Jupiter. Naishara. With this message, you will realize very clearly what their true role is here of the Federation. Svaru. The Federation races cannot solve their problems for humans because they will not have any learning and will repeat the same mistakes again. Yes, what Naishara says is very important. Its true role on Earth. It is not that of tyrants. It is not of the controllers who exploit people cruelly. It is a role of patient mentors, teachers. Naishara. You live on a planet where there are only humans. Everyone wants the best for themselves. But they don't see that looking after everyone else around them is just as important. That's what empathy is about, wanting the best for the other. But they insist on fighting with the neighbor. How do they intend to change things if they go around with that selfish mentality? Their differences are only points of attention, their own perspective. See the clear analogy from the movie The Platform. On the first floor, they put the perfect food. But what happens after it gets passed down? People do not think of others. On the contrary, they become selfish. Humans must learn to be empathetic, to think of their fellow men and stop fighting one another. As long as they continue like this, they will not grow.
Svaru.
Exactly. That way, they won't be interstellar, because they will only cause more problems to those who already understood this. People take it for granted that when something is not in their immediate interest or convenience, it is something negative or evil. They just want immediate satisfaction. This, in long term, as Naishara said, is the way to form a new and responsible interstellar species.
Okay, and at what point did the Federation start to be the controllers and work with regressive races?
Naishara. No, Gosha, they don't. You have not understood.
Svaru.
There are no longer regressive races. All regressive races are a manifestation of poorly focused, unethical, and low spiritual evolution of positive races. The Federation only is. It's not bad. It just is, and they do the best they can with what they know, as I said earlier today. By the definition, and for the reasons stated above, regressive races cannot exist, not by their own creation. They can only exist as the creation or egregor of a positive race, because evil as such is only relative, and if it is isolated, it can only be seen or defined as the tendency to self-destruction. Evil has within it the seed of its own destruction. Something without connection to the source can only be the creation of something with connection to the source. So those with souls control those without. So people control regressives with mind and consciousness.
But the problem here is that we are mixing many levels at once, more metaphysical with the most mundane ones, and perhaps they should be seen apart, although they do form a whole.
Naishara. I think the problem here, Gosha, is that you still don't see clearly what the Federation is. It is neither good nor bad. It is not the creator of human evil.
Svaru.
Yes, and the nightmares are there now, not here. I don't see chemtrails here or millionaires with syringes running behind me to get me vaccinated. They are there. Here we are in peace. It is true that the concept of bad reptilians came out of here. But that's where they come out from now. Nightmares on Earth are but a reflection of the human mind, their fears and ideas, and the Federation allows it to promote learning. They are mentors. A teacher is not bad because he gives math problems to his students, nor is he bad because he does not solve them for them, since the teacher knows the answers. The Federation only gives humans what they themselves make, what they manifest themselves, because they must learn to be responsible for their creations. You have 40 aliens, of which 35 know how to manifest things and know how to create the perfect world in which to flourish, but 5 still do not understand how. So they themselves generate their own nightmares because they don't understand the mechanism of the law of mirrors that governs this universe. So those 5 extraterrestrials became compatible with not being included among the 35 that already understood it. But they became compatible with being together in a place where calmly and in controlled conditions, they will learn step by step to manifest beautiful things for themselves. Those 5 extraterrestrials are called humans. The artificial 3D was set up so that humans do not go out there to create bloodthirsty reptiles that can then invade the peaceful neighbors next door. The soulless regressive reptile cannot create itself. It is egregor from someone with a soul, humans. As I said above, here too there were past nightmares. And since these concepts came out of here, the positive races have the responsibility of being the teachers of those who still did not learn to manifest beautiful things, not nightmares. So that's what this karma of the positive races for helping humanity is about. But helping, not doing their homework. Or as school children that their parents did their homework for them, they didn't learn anything. And they will make the same mistakes again. The Federation does not cooperate with any regressive reptiles. As I said before, even Alpha Dracos are positive. The Federation is the one who controls what happens on Earth. It regulates, and they are human mentors. And the reptiles of before have been manifested by multiple races of Earth. But long ago, from there, the concept is filtered to Earth. Okay, so to clarify, they don't work with reptiles, not with Illuminati, not with Satanists, or anything like that. No, that is human creation. It has occurred on Earth. Those are not the top of the pyramid. The Federation is not bad, but it is those who from the top control everything. They are the top of the pyramid. And if the Federation, as you say, controls everything, how exactly does it do it? The Federation does not control the way you think. The Federation only modulates that the creations of the humans, aka Illuminati and Cabal, do not end up destroying the Earth while the humans learn not to manifest these things for themselves. Humans need the stimulation that comes from being in trouble, the stimulus to respond and solve their own creations. Only with the contrast of what they do not want, they will be able to appreciate what they do want for themselves, asks Robert. So you don't think that the Federation will have to modulate the civilization, removing all the cabal? No, because that is a human decision, comments Robert. It will take a long time for humans to evolve. They leave one problem behind and create another. They evolve very fast. From the Industrial Revolution to this day, it has been only like 200 years. A blink of an eye from high dimensions, like 5D, from where time is also non-linear. They learn fast. If Federation is the one on top, lords of the game, but they are not the cabal, how much role do they have really in orchestrating things like the virus situation, for example? Or is it just the cabal orchestrating things and Federation permitting it? In what sense and to what degree are they the lords? Do they concoct the false flags themselves, for example? Or is that cabal's work and they just permit it? I'm trying to determine their level of involvement. The cabal works like that and causes those things to be because people have permitted them to do them. In some way, they agreed to whatever the cabal is doing. That's why the cabal is always telling the people what they will do using movies, series, songs, media, and so on. So the cabal is the result of what vibrationally the people want. They allow the cabal to be, exist, and to function if that is what the people want to experience as a collective. Yes, I understand that part.
but now I'm trying to determine the level of Federation involvement. The Federation from above will decide if that what goes on, because the people have manifested that for themselves, will or will not be allowed to continue. But the Federation can place or cause a situation for the people's learning experience. Does the Cabal work with the Federation, for example, in orchestrating false flags? No, the Federation will not orchestrate a false flag against the people, but it would see and permit it to continue due to the free will of the people who one way or another want to have such an experience. But when something becomes too much and unacceptable for the Federation, like child abuse and abductions for satanic purposes, then the Federation will step in. First, by seeing that human institutions do their job solving the problem. And if, like in this very case, the human institutions prove themselves incapable of solving the problem, then the Federation will step in, sending boots on the ground forces to stop whatever is not right, always leaving the credit to human institutions. So even when a hundreds of thousands child dumb rescue is 99% Antarian military for the Federation, the credit will go to the 1% US Navy SEALs who participated in the operation. Aneka. All the changes, positive changes like cleaning the dumps, will be attributed to human causes. Human heroes, Delta Force, Navy SEALs, Spetsnaz. They will never say, "Thank you, Hashmalim. Thank you, Centaurs elites. Thank you, Antarian Knights." It must be of human origin, but they do interfere and help. Okay, thanks. Another type of question. Starseeds, upon entering here, did they know all this? Yes, Gosha, that is very clear to me. All people before incarnation knew what they would experience. Those who have wanted to return, they did it also by choice. There are no forced reincarnations, unless they manifest them themselves. They are the guides, and the students too. Being guides, you learn, not only teach. It is the role that they themselves have designed. But why have they incarnated starseeds? To maintain what frequency? Aren't we really part of the Federation? Gosha, starseeds are critical here. Without them, there is no inspiration. There are no mentors or teachers to show the rest of humanity where to go. If the starseeds leave, they leave humanity unprotected. As I said in the beginning, they are all the help that the Federation will give to humans. They are the engine of everything, inspiration, and their divine protection. But Svaru, if we, as starseeds, are the Federation, and from other planes we knew that everything is some sick game and that the Federation itself controls everything, to come and inspire is to play the game. What is it for? It serves for new and young souls to have a purpose. It serves to form a new species that will soon come out into the cosmos. You see it as sick from there, or from here, so do my colleagues. But from other planes, it is not. It is only how souls are formed, the natural evolution of consciousness. But the Federation doesn't seem to want people to wake up. They give them tests, but they do everything possible so humans do not pass the tests. Yes, they want it and do everything possible. Evidence of so much UFO in the air right now. They help by putting angry starseeds like yourself against the coronavirus scheme, as well as others like David Icke, among many others. Other starseeds follow and depend on you to awaken other guides and so on. People only need minds and themselves to change things. When you master this, when you learn to be compassionate and empathetic, when you learn to help others and to work without fighting, then you will have passed the test. Then, and only then, will the Federation come closer and welcome you into interstellar society. But as long as you are engulfed and immersed within your own creations and nightmares, it will only send you guides and unopened help, always hidden, as if from something else or someone else. Perhaps the Federation should incarnate here to understand all this from below. It's just that I don't feel like fighting anymore sometimes, with all this being some cosmic drama. Gosha, yes, they are incarnating there. They are people like you. And the fight is more necessary than ever. It is the whole purpose of the starseeds, why they exist, and what they are for. The job that is the hardest, the loneliest, and the most responsible. Why, if the Federation will only give them more and more tests? How, for example, will they pass the 5G test or mandatory vaccines? A lot of things are still unknown. As I warned you, everything is uncertain and the timelines are fractured. That means that yes, there are coronaviruses for some, 5G for others, and all the variants. And they are all reality. But the reality is relative. The test is being able to put the broken timeline together toward something positive, not manifest any more nightmares. In itself, 5G is a human manifestation due to its desire to have faster mobiles and to be able to connect the toaster to the internet. It seems convenient, but they give up their most basic rights. But they need that contrast to realize what really has value. That is why Taygeta, despite so much technology, returns to a simple life, to what matters. Because it has already passed where humans are barely entering to experience. Comments Robert. We have the long way, it seems. Svaru. They do go fast, not slow. From the Industrial Revolution until today, it has only been 200 years. In cosmic age, it is nothing. They evolve fast. What will you do now? Alenim. We will be here for the necessary duration, as we are a guide of guides, because we have staff down there. But Taygeta is withdrawing. We cannot be part of this. I have the authority to say that I do not want my people to be part of this. Yes, I am very angry. We can only be who we are, and I do not like that, nor my companions. We know that there are other ways to achieve the same. I also feel that the Federation has treated us with disrespect. Svaru for years, as you know. Now me and Rur, the Urma. I have spoken to the Federation clearly, giving my statement of repudiation for their extreme permissiveness. Although they are doing things, many elements are still not clear to me. Their reason for pushing Taygeta away. They say it is because we are too communicative and idealistic. And we could have compromised ongoing military operations. Still, I have been told that if we want to help, we are welcome. So our special forces in the following days could participate in surgical attacks on Earth. So the atmospheric operations of Taygeta fighter ships are authorized once again. And what about all those videos that people made asking the Federation for help? Svaru. They were meant to be heard from above, for whoever wants to help, so they can see the human perspective directly, with direct requests. The Federation is not an organism that has only one mind. It is made up of countless people, each one with their individual ideas. And any request, pressure, information that gets to them may cause a shift in perception and in actions. Also, the people need to express themselves, not be quiet. They must say out loud what they want and need, not expect their needs to be met automatically. It sets them up into a do-it-yourself mentality, at least sitting down to make a video, and it makes them feel they are doing something, makes them proactive, not stagnated in victim mentality. That is why I wanted them to do those videos. They are asking for help. It is their right to ask for help from their point of view from Earth, not only looking at things from the cosmic perspective. Okay, and what about your video to the Federation? I am Scalar, you know that. I operate within many levels at once, because the universe is Scalar. So being Scalar is being lined up with the flow of the universe. Conversation 2. What you call the Matrix goes beyond just Earth, as we have already said. You say that you understand it, but not entirely, not at the necessary and deep level. It is true that this is how all races begin. It is the normal evolution of a race, from being a pre-industrial to becoming an interstellar race. There are other angles behind the imposition of the Van Allen bands, not just enclosed reptiles. That is true, but only from a low point of view, necessary for normal Earth people to begin to understand. A race is locked up on a planet so that it does not interfere with the formation of other races, because they have not yet developed the necessary ethics to live with them, to leave them alone. There are other races in formation in this same solar system. With programs like the SSP, humans would invade them. They must remain there on Earth until they develop sufficient consciousness, understanding. They evolved their technology very quickly, at a very dangerous rate, which puts them in danger of self-extermination. Because, as has already been said, and by others, technological development does not go hand in hand with moral and spiritual development. They are dangerously amoral beings, narcissists, ignorant of how the universe works. They manifest nightmares for themselves, and they want to export those nightmares. So they cannot leave Earth until they have reached sufficient maturity. But they are being monitored by very ethical races. Too bad they themselves lack ethical development. But they are not alone. I speak of the Federation. You only see part of the Federation, 5D part, and not everything. There is a Federation Council that oversees the minor Federation Councils from above. Because, as I said, this has levels, as does a holographic society, regional councils that then have large planetary or constellation councils, like the Alcyon M45 Council. Same here. Control over the Federation for Earth Council is then established by another council. This other Supreme Council has much more experienced staff, and they help to advance the races of the councils, like the one of the Viera Andromedans, the one of the Federation of which we always speak. What I will tell you from a human point of view is sad. So that you understand more, I will tell you where the largest base of the Federation is located, in Saturn's rings, but in another density. As I said, everything is layered, transdimensional, scalar, transdensities. This is why Saturn is said to be in control of Earth through the moon, yes. It was not the time to tell you this until today. The Federation has 100% control of Earth from high densities. From high densities, there is only the positive. Reptiles or not, that is only human manifestation, as we have already explained why. But there is a big but. The purpose from those high densities, from their non-human understanding, conflicts with immediate 3D human interests. Their purpose is to grow the consciousness of humans, to form a new race. As we have already explained, a new race is not formed by cutting and pasting genes in a laboratory. It does not work like this. It is done with awareness, guiding perception, with experiences. And experiences will always have to have a contrast. Duality, life and death, good and bad, with associations that are artificially put to each of those qualities according to the point of view of each one. So, the Federation of United Planets, from the high position of the High Council for this solar system, allows conflicts on Earth constantly to induce a motivation that causes a spiritual growth in the population present there. Everything is layered. Federation has a council in Viera to watch over matters related to the conflict on Earth. Although it also goes to discuss things that happen on Mars and Venus, as it is related. And they are governed by the High Council of the Federation, that is, on Saturn, that watches over this solar system called Sol 13 by the Federation, which in turn is governed by the High Council of this quadrant of the galaxy that is located in Alcyon. So it can effectively be argued that from the human standpoint, the bad guys and the creators of all conflicts on Earth are the evil controllers hiding on Saturn. Because from the valid human point of view, yes, they are allowing them to suffer. But it is only a conflict of interest. There is no evil as such. And the reptiles and the Satanists and Satanist worship of Saturn is nothing more than a misinterpretation of humans, given their very internal struggle to dominate their own negativity in their spiritual progress. As we have said, it is human creation. So what is known as evil, as understood by evil on Earth, is merely a human concept. All beings struggle to achieve their spiritual progression in search of returning to the source. You return to the source when you die, or almost, because you maintain a certain sense of individuality. That integration is what many describe as the pure love they experience when they die. Integration, love. It is true, from this point of view, the bad guys are those of the Federation, the supreme controllers of humanity, allowing conflicts to see how far humans go, to stimulate their spiritual progression. They want to see how far the new human species can endure, because as such, it is new, about to graduate, be interstellar. This is why it is said that when a person has a high enough frequency, they can escape the Van Allen bands. As long as you don't have it, you can't. Apollo missions? No kidding. There is an insurmountable etheric barrier. There is only one way out. Waking up in consciousness, ethics, and understanding. Billions of souls desire to enter Earth because of the great spiritual progress that being there gives them, be it as humans or as any other living being.
This is why it is so difficult to exist on earth for all, from cows, chickens, and pigs that humans eat, to humans who are also eaten by their own creations, their own nightmares. As I have said for months, the earth is as it should be, and so it is. That's what it is for. You do not like it? Then remove yourselves. But you will lose the enormous opportunity to grow there, and most probably, from the higher understanding you will have in your afterlife, you will return. But you don't need to go back. It depends on each one. This is the reason for so much conflict. The Federation does not create conflicts by inventing things from nothing. They do not operate like this. What they do is give humans a little more power in the form of consciousness, because consciousness is power. And with this, they manage to manifest things, good or bad, and they must take responsibility for the bad things they do themselves. But they don't give it to them either, not like something they have and pass it on to humans. Rather, it is the consequence of the natural progression of consciousness, of the process of expansion of the consciousness of each soul. It is the humans themselves who guide the Federation to new tests, new challenges. Questions? Asks Robert. My question was, why choose a Lyrian race and not another type of race like the insectoid for this experiment? What do we have that the others do not? Svaru. It was not chosen. It simply happened this way. Insectoid races also have their evolution or progression. And it is not experiment itself. That word is loaded with meanings that do not fit here. It is to oversee the development of a new species. I also don't like evolution, because it confers the wrong meaning of going from something inferior to something superior. It is not like that. It is to form something new from something else before, neither being superior nor inferior to the other. And there is also the not linear time element here. We use those words for want of better non-existent ones in the human linear language I used to write today, taking to the limit the communicative capacity of the human language here. Honestly, it frustrates me to hear all of this without my memory. I want to see with my own eyes everything that happens there already. You already have, and you will again. But you are also having a great expansion of consciousness just by living there, with that stimulation of growth that gives you dealing with all human difficulties. Okay. I have a very important question. You said that it is they who give challenges to humans. At this point, it is super urgent to clarify the point of Prime Directive and Law of No Interference. Give challenges? This is not to interfere? Not in this case, because what they impose is of human creation, being only the consequence of their own acts. Asks Robert. It is the same humans who set the level of difficulty. The Federation will only avoid self-destruction, am I right? Exactly, Robert. They do not cause problems. Rather, they use problems generated by humans themselves. It is not causing suffering to grow. It is so that the humans take responsibility for their own actions and find solutions to the problems themselves. Suffering comes by their own hand. That respects free will. It is only giving humans the responsibility to face their own creations and to solve them on their own. They are the problems that humans themselves have generated for themselves. And then they guide humans from above. Do you know how the Federation guides you? With people like you. There,
You are their guides, not who has more money or more political power. From their point of view, and understanding all points of view, from the human point of view of suffering because there isn't enough money for rent, all the way up to understand the position of the High Council, I understand them, and I see it from the cosmic aspect as a very beautiful system. The Federation sees and observes, but it has limits, like never allowing a nuclear war, a pandemic causing millions of deaths or thousands of children in dumps being abused. No, this is where they actively modify things, but without being seen as the cause of what happened. For example, they will never say that the Federation removed children from dumps. It will be said that it was the US Navy SEALs, always giving credit to humans. That is why ETs do not appear openly, including us. That is why we cannot give proof, as many ask. I understand. And why do those at the highest levels think that the new species grows through conflict? Where does this idea come from? That is duality, limitation. It is not necessary to create those problems. Growing through suffering is a decision, as a consequence of the actions and what each soul desires. It is a limitation. But if you are not the source itself, there will always be duality. As long as there is the concept of I and the concept what is not I, there will be duality. But if it is not necessary to grow through suffering, then why challenge new races? Challenges are put by evolving races for themselves. And whether something is suffering or not is relative as well. An example of this is whether or not someone likes chili. Some suffer from hot sauce, others enjoy it and suffer if they do not have it in their meals. Asks Robert, why create a new race? Isn't there enough with the races that already exist? Why create a new race? That is to experience more variants of the same, to seek further expansion and understanding. Yes, but within any reality, the rules are set by us, and mine is that you do not need to grow through pain, but joy, laughter, and running through the forest. Whoever is able to laugh the most will be interstellar. Why pain and not joy? It is absurd that you have to suffer to grow. This is like monopoly money, like karma concept. It's false money. Souls are already complete. They don't have to suffer anything, nor pay karma. Gosha, that is what they must learn, that there is no karma other than that imposed by oneself. Learn that so much friction is not necessary, so much suffering. When they understand that, then as a race, humans will be able to leave Earth. That is what learning is for, and what mentors or guides are for, so that they learn to overcome this phase, as you say. There are no wars in Taygeta, for example. There it is to experience other things, because they have already learned to put their attention on beautiful things. It is super difficult to be guides, knowing that friction is not necessary and not understanding why it is created. And also hear that humans have to go through these frictions to graduate. For me, there is no need. It's so sad to be on that level and feel how unnecessary it is, feel free from it. And then being here in 3D, within the realm of duality, where it still exists for so many people who don't know they can't be free. That's where my sadness comes from. Knowing the beyond, knowing how free they really can be, their potential, and still seeing them in their ideas worlds that produces that suffering in them. So, Gosha, go and tell them that it is not necessary to suffer, They must learn not to need nightmares to grow. Suffering itself is not necessary. But it is respected that a race information creates its own things, so that they are responsible for their creations. Whether or not they are nightmares or pretty things, that's relative. Like the spiciness in the sauce. That's free will. Example I used before. Why did fish walk on earth? They became amphibians. Why? Because in deep water, they were preyed upon by large fish, so it was safer for them to be in very shallow water, to the degree that they could hardly swim from the shallow depth. So they leaned on the fins, strengthening them. Then they developed oxygen passage functions without the need for water as a vehicle for the gills. And with that, another species was born from friction and the need to overcome problems. If you are always living in a rose-colored world without friction and without challenges, you don't grow. You remain there. You do not have the enormous satisfaction of having overcome the challenge of climbing up the tree, to have climbed that rock on the beach. You are more than the rock on the beach. You overcame it. Not to the degree that occurs on Earth. Some challenge is fine, like when I go down the mountain with the wind on my face. But there are horrible things that happen here. Better never to come back here. I understand what you are saying. However, that promotes growth to the degree that you, Gosha, now can say that you never want to return to Earth. So you don't need that anymore. That stimulus. You already say no, and you don't want that anymore. But it's because you lived that you don't want any more of. As a result of the friction of having experienced that on Earth. And as on Earth, there are infinity of worlds where to experience new things, other ways of seeing things, of achieving the same. That is what humans must learn to overcome this phase and grow as a new interstellar race.